Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga.
Woo! What's happening there, good people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. My man Mr. Righteous, what's popping, son?
What's going on, brother?
Very much, very much. Welcome to the off-ramp, good people. Feel free to get off your chest. Something to get off your chest. Call in 646-915-8680. We are live May 24th, 11 p.m. It is the start of the Memorial Day weekend. And wow, what a game do we have on now. I almost forgot to check in on the radio and do the radio show because this game has been just so good. You've been watching this, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, that kid LeBron, man, he reminds me of myself when I used to be around 7th, 8th grade, yo, when I used to dominate y'all.
You don't believe that shit yourself.
Yeah, this kid, I used to dunk on y'all on the one court that was like 8 feet, even though we had to shoot on the other court that was like 12 feet. Yeah, how did y'all develop a court with such different heights, yo? Like, one court we could dunk on, and the other court was like 14 feet, yeah.
Nah, I don't know. That's how my uncle put it up there. I don't even know if he was measuring. I just think he just drilled the joint on there and it was done with it.
Yeah, we were playing a full court in full dirt, yeah.
I know, right? And we used to have mad people back there, too. That was the funniest thing.
I know, man.
It wasn't like it was like a few people, yo. We used to have mad people back there, yo. Cats was waiting in the line for winners on the dirt court.
Yeah, that was the good old days, yo. I had a nice mm-hmm. court until Marvin kicked my my driveway door in, and my dad beat me for it.
That's crazy.
good old days.
Yes, sir.
So Miami's up one with about 5 minutes left.
They up
one. What a start to Memorial Day weekend. What a start. You got any big plans for the weekend?
No, sir, man. Working, yo. Damn, yo, Ray Allen been cold for the last couple games, man.
It's Memorial Day weekend, though, man. You got to get yourself a burger and a hot dog, yo.
Yeah, I'll be at work, man.
Get you a brew at least. Yeah, I guess if you got work. got to pay them bills. So we can get right into it. Got a couple different topics that, you know, we clean up the week with as we're watching the game. And you know, we'll keep giving y'all updates. So my first topic was that Jaden Smith wants to be emancipated from his parents, allegedly. Now, the kid is 14. Oh, big move. The kid is 14, highly successful. He's in another movie with Will Smith that, you know, there's no one else around. Now Will Smith added somebody, his son. The movie trailer looks good. At first, you know, that whole After Earth thing, I was looking at it and was like, you know what I mean?
Work.
This movie looks mad dumb. But then we wanted to go see something in the theater. That joint looked real good, yo. That joint looked
I mean, I like, what's her name? Oh, that was stupid, Dwayne Wade.
We on the show, B. You got to finish your statement.
Oh, my bad.
In silence. You going to finish telling me what you like, Negro?
I forgot the name of the daggone movie. That's the first joint he was in there by himself. For like the rest of the movie. What the hell he do? Jump elbow on his head? And I forgot what was it called? The joint was in there by himself and he had to find a cure.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, there you go. I kinda like that joint. That was alright.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I thought the movie was dumb the way it ended though. He's in a little box with the alien with the little zombie dude beating his face against the glass, and he's just talking to him, saying, "I can help you. I can help you." He's a fucking zombie.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
He just ate a deer, yo. Like
he should have crawled his ass through that hole with the rest of the people.
So yeah, man, it was definitely but back to the original subject. The kid wants to be emancipated from his parents. This is my problem with litigation. Like, there's a chance he could honestly, basically, divorce his parents. Like, should that even be legal? The kid isn't getting raped that we know of. I still think Will Smith looking a little funny nowadays. But
right.
Jada looks like she pulled it together. But the kid's parents is way successful, so he's not in dire straits. He doesn't have to work and not claim his own tax money, because I can understand emancipating from your parents if you're working and they're claiming you and you can't get any of your deductions back. I get that.
Right.
Most kids aren't that smart. This kid just wants to be away from his parents, and he wants his own apartment for his birthday.
Right.
What do you think about that? Like, could you ever foresee, like, what if your kid said that? What if your boys came in around 15 and was like, "I want my own place and I want to divorce you"? What would your reaction be?
Yeah, get the hell out. If you think you're man enough to be able to afford, you know, an apartment and pay your own bills and all that good stuff, then, hey, so be it. If you think you're man enough to do it. Because that's basically what they're doing is just, I mean, you're just going to be considered as an adult, and you're able to do adult things. I don't know about drinking and all that stuff, but you know what I'm saying, be able to care for yourself and, you know, do your own apartment thing and all that other stuff. But when I first heard that story, I was like, wow, like, here come another Gary Coleman situation, because he tried to do the same thing, because his parents were stealing his money. He was on Ellen. They was on both. They was on Ellen, and he was on Jimmy Kimmel, one of the dudes. And he said it's not true. He said what happened was he had made a joke about it in Tokyo, and then you know the media took it and ran with it, because he was like, Jada was like, he was like, man, he said, listen, man, he said, at his house, I don't have to pay no bills, I don't have to spend my own money, and I can do what I want at his house. I ain't going nowhere.
So. So you think he'd be doing that?
I said I wouldn't even. I ain't leaving that damn house. I'm gonna stay there until he die. This would be my house.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that it could not be true. I was just wondering how you would feel if your parents, if your kids said that they
I got boys, so I mean, hopefully by that time, you know what I'm saying, they I done taught them enough where they can survive. But if you think you're man enough to do it, then show me. I mean, I'm going to let you come back once you fail. Huh?
You would let them go? You would let them try it out?
Yeah, I'll let them try it out. The let them see how it ain't no game out there, man, when you get to this real world stuff. Because, I mean, cause you know, when we was young, we used to complain, like, I can't wait till I get out this house. I can't wait till I move out. I can't wait. And then surely when we move out and them bills start piling, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I shouldn't have said I can't wait. I should have just waited.
I don't think I'd let my son leave. I think I'd be like, man, you're going to go out there and waste your time, man. I think I'd knock him upside his head and say, you're going to do what I tell you to do until you're 18 and you leave. Once you turn 18, I can't tell you nothing. God bless you. But you 14, I don't care what you want. Shut up. Get good grades. Get your sports done. And you can get your own apartment when you turn 18 if you think you're brolic. But for the next 4 years, you always better take out the trash every Wednesday night. And dishes better be done every Monday night.
I don't care
what you want.
Right. You can come back home, but you go ahead and try it out, see what happens. Let you know there ain't no game out there, man. I mean, you know, my wife, she probably ain't going to let it happen, but you know me, I'm going to go ahead, little Negro, think you can do it, go ahead. That's just like you think you want to swell up and want to try to fight me, go ahead and swell up if you want to. I may be old.
You know, that's funny. You know, I didn't even think about that. Because, you know, it's going to be at one point your sons are going to think about fighting you. And, you know what I mean? It's the same thing with me. Like, I want to know what my reaction is going to be.
You might sock him before he even sock you.
Like, if he's a big, strong dude, you know, because, like, I'd say, like, I was strong as a kid, but, like, my real strong years was, you know, once we got to college and started getting on weight program, when I started benching 500 pounds, that's just ridiculous, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine, like, if my son, he comes home his freshman year and we got beef, and I know he's benching 500 some odd pounds, yo. I'm going to take it back to him, you know?
I'm going to take it back to him. Remember, you always going to have the old man moves, yo. He ain't going to know nothing about them old man moves, yo. He's still young, man. He's still young. He going to try. He ain't going to know about the dip and dive, man. He going to be trying to go for the knockout. So you got to be able to stick and move. You know, them old school moves, man. Take it down. Like, yo, how you do that, Josh? You know, I ain't going to teach you my old school moves.
it should be interesting, yo. But I hope he tries me when he's like 12, because that way I know in 12 years I can still beat him down. So I hope he tries me at 12 and I beat him down enough that he knows not to ever do it again.
Oh, man, yo, as long as you stay in the gym working out, man, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It don't matter, you know, it's some old heads out here, 65 years old, still benching something crazy, so.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Once you get your tune up, get them knees fixed and them shoulders fixed, you're good to go.
Yeah, man, I'm in bad shape, yo. I got torn labrum in my shoulder. I think I have a torn meniscus in my knee. It's probably just cartilage damage from when I first got surgery on my knee. I honestly think I tore my Achilles in my foot. Yeah,
That's terrible. You feel your bones rubbing in your knees, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I've had surgery on this knee twice already, so it probably just needs to be cleaned out.
Okay, that's gotta stink.
I know, man. It sucks getting old, man. Especially the funny thing in college when I got my surgeries, it was so cool, you know what I mean? Like, I just go in and get surgery. Like, they do the x-ray, they do the MRI, like, yeah, we need to clean that, be at the office Tuesday, whatever, tell your parents in case they want to come down, I'll see you Tuesday for your surgery. I just walk in and get surgery. Now I get an x-ray, MRI, I get a bill.
Oh, man, that's the joys of college, man. Go to the doctor,
it's just
the school pay for it.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like I should be able to sue college to pay for my bills, because I swear these injuries happened while I was playing football. Yeah, they should still be culpable. Yeah, I should. You know what? As an athlete who played since my freshman year, like they should get a full body scan on me once I was done my eligibility and fixed anything that was broke. Yeah. At least put me out there on the right foot, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, man. Get everything fixed, huh?
Yeah, not to mention I have a torn groin here, which I've had since college, yo. I'm just afraid to get that fixed because I don't want them to mess with my meat, yo, and I not be able to get it hard again, you know?
Oh, man.
Like, I know I have a torn groin. Like, I seen that before I went for my NFL trials because I couldn't get it fixed because they were talking about that could mess up my draft status, even though I didn't get drafted, so I should have just got it fixed.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid for them to go near my groin, yo. Like, could you imagine somebody taking the needle to your groin, yo?
Yeah, that's terrible. You might get socked in the face for that one.
I know, yo. At least you'll be asleep, yo. But, like, what if they slip, yo? Like, what if the doctor's racist, yo? He's like, you black dude, such a big dick. And he, like, cuts it off, you know?
What? You stupid, yo.
that I'm done for life. He done turned me into a woman, one slice of the scaffold. You know,
that's crazy, yo. Yo, one thing I was thinking, why ain't no black people on the Extends commercial, yo? Old white man.
Oh, no.
You never seen them Extends commercial, yo? With Jimmy Johnson, yo? Dallas Cowboy coach?
No, what the hell is that? Is that them big shoes?
No, Extends? Nah, man, it's supposed to be, it's a pill to make you extend, yo.
Make you extend what?
Yo, Jimmy hat, brother, yo fang. So if you fall short down there, you're supposed to take the pill and it's supposed to make you grow. But it,
Hold on. So you mean to tell me Jimmy Johnson, Hall of Fame coach for Miami Hurricanes, Hall of Fame coach for Dallas Cowboys, is doing a commercial for a pill that makes your penis grow?
Yeah. him and the old white dude from the NASCAR, yo. What's that? Joe Gibbs or the Gibbs dude? He coached at Redskins.
Yeah, why are they do? Yeah, are you kidding me? First of all, let's all be honest. Does it work?
I don't know, yo. Because he said I got my extends. Do you?
Is it like? Yeah, how can you, look, hold on. First off, Jimmy Johnson is, 60 years old.
He might be
80.
Why
is he take, huh?
He might be 80.
Yo, there's nothing growing anymore, yo. At this point, he's going to, you know, I mean, he's reversing to the point where he'll be wearing diapers in 20 years.
Right. Well, that's why he's taking extend, yo. Oh,
yeah,
man,
that's
crazy.
Have a commercial.
Nah,
man, I be turning. Man, I got 100 different cable channels. I rarely watch commercials.
Yeah, that joint crazy. Yo, oh, almost got a good sale. But then did you ever see the KFC commercial?
Wow. Oh.
Did it go on foul?
Nah.
The KFC commercial when he would just like he'd be like, yo, I ate the bones. He started kirking up because he thought he ate the bones, yo.
Yeah, that's it. Those are some great commercials, yo. Yeah, them chicken breast joints is good too, yo.
You had them?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have them, yo.
They was giving out one for free. Was it one for free or one for a dollar? I think it was one for free. You get to try one for free. Yeah. I'm good, just banging. You know, big ass piece of chicken, yeah.
With no bones.
Sergio Garcia serving the Tiger Woods, yo.
But ain't that shit. But ain't that just the chicken? Ain't that chicken breast? Ain't that just the fried chicken breast, yeah?
Yeah, it's a big ass chicken tender, yeah. That's all it is, yeah. Chicken tender on steroids, yeah.
Yo,
it's probably one of them Chinese mutant chickens, yo.
Yo, but when me and Tiara was arguing about that, I said, yo, how do you have boneless wings? Yo, she said, because they sell them at the store. I said, but ain't that just a nugget, yo? Ain't that just a piece of chicken breast, yo? You go somewhere and use boneless wings. It's not no wing. You just shaped a piece of chicken breast to look like a wing, yo, and then you fried it up.
Yo, there is no such thing as boneless chicken wings, right? I mean,
yo.
Is that just boneless chicken?
But it's just a chicken breast, though, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't have a wing that's actually... You can't have a wing that's actually boneless, or it wouldn't be a wing. You know, the wing
exactly
is what they fly with, right? Hold on, do chickens fly? Why are you laughing? That's a guy's ass question, yo. Can a chicken fly?
I don't know, yo. That's why I'm laughing, because I don't know, yo. So many birds that got wings. Some of them don't fly, some of them do fly. Some of them just run real fast and flap their wings. Oh, man.
I mean, you think that, yeah, the chicken, I guess that's why you have a chicken coop, so they don't fly away. Wow, LeBron. LeBron's got to shoot that. You just messed up. You tried to do too much. Why didn't you shoot it? Stop asking somebody else why didn't you shoot it. You should have shot it.
Yeah, he was looking for the kick out.
Doing too much. Just take it up.
Well, they're going back to Indiana 1-1.
Yeah, the funny thing is, Indiana plays better at home, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's playing a hell of a job. He's doing a hell of a job here today. No, yeah. but this dude, he been missing a lot of free throws today too, George Hill.
But I don't know, yo. But that was my point. I was like, there's no way because we eat wings. There's no way I've never taken the meat off of a bone on a wing. Perfect. Like they sell it to you in the store like boneless chicken wings. It's not a boneless wing. It's just a piece of chicken breast, man.
Son, I have perfected the art of stripping a chicken wing with just the meat. Like, I'm nice with it, yo. Like, there's nothing left on the bone and you have a big-ass piece of meat, yo. Like, I'm nice with it, yo. I didn't eat chicken so much, yo. I can strip a bone real easy, yo. I got a whole pattern to it, yo.
This dude messes the artist. Why don't you enter the wing bowl, yo?
Well, son, I'd do an all-you-can-eat chicken wing contest, yo, in a heartbeat, yo. But I got the good chicken wings, though, yo. Because some chicken wings just be too... Like, some people don't know how to... Everybody don't know how to cook chicken wings, yo. Some chicken wings just be nasty, yo.
Yeah. You definitely do.
What's the best chicken wings you ever had, yo?
Like the best wings? Like from like somebody cooking them or like from like a store?
No, where you bought them? Yeah, from the store.
Around here, the Jug Handle.
Where's that at?
On 73. that little bar tavern, that shit right there on 73, yo, up on that hill. It's been there for years. We just always rode past it. I just didn't know that they sold wings in there until one day I was in the school, and then they bought them.
Why would you pass that?
That was stupid. But yeah. You might as well just go ahead and just dribble the ball in. Let them take that game. Let them take that one.
I tell you who used to have great chicken wings, yo. There was a spot on Malton Pike across the street from the firehouse.
From where?
Across from the firehouse and the it was a Chinese store, it was the firehouse, and it was the that little corner store that everybody used to go to.
Not the one in the complex that you're talking about, right?
It was a white building. Well, it wasn't one in the complex. It was across. It was, like, right on the corner. And, like, across the street was, like, a tire place or auto place.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Romans. They still there. I ain't never had wings.
They used to have some great wings back in the day, but, you know, I don't know if they got it. But Hip Hop Chicken is my number one straight out of Baltimore. You can get shot, get you some good chicken wings.
Getting shot with some wings, huh?
Yeah, about it. I mean, I remember when they first opened that joint. Yeah, they was like, "Let's get us a chicken box from Hip Hop Chicken." I told them to kiss my ass. I ain't going nowhere called Hip Hop Chicken.
Yo, I swear, when people used to talk, I said, "Yo, I'm gonna give you give me four wings and some fries." They say, "You getting your chicken?" I said, "What the hell is a chicken box?" Man, that's what they call it. You put chicken inside the box. I said, "Well, my shit come in a styrofoam. I don't know about you, man."
Yeah, I ain't know what a chicken. When they start talking about that chicken box and mumbo sauce, yo. Yeah, I ain't know what was going on. I told her I used to mess with have extra money all the time, you know. I'm like, yeah, I can't take advice from someone who puts rubber bands on their jeans, yo.
Yo, when I asked my boy why they do that, he was like, yo, because they don't want their jeans to hover over top of their sneakers. They want people to see their sneakers.
I know, yeah, that's
like,
just...
yo, Yo, did my wife have the slop socks, yo?
Yeah, them damn slop socks. And he rocked them clown gear, yo, hobo. How you like clothing line named after bumps?
It's not good. It's called helping our brothers out, man.
I like a bum, Joe. When you see a hobo, you see a bum.
They had a store on South Street, yo, for a minute, and that joint finally shut down, though.
They had one on South Street?
Yeah, they had a hobo store on South Street, yo.
It reached all the way up to Philadelphia?
That's scary.
Yeah, it was dope there. I mean, some of that stuff, I like the All Days. I like that. And then I like the other one that had the sun on it. Who's Sam Cassell? That's his clothing line. The one that had the sun on it. I forgot the name of that joint. Was that the All Days joint?
That joint was whack, too.
Yeah, I kind of like it. So especially some of the sweatsuits, some joints, and some of the joints was nice. So the hobo I didn't really like because it looked like FUBU.
It was FUBU. That's all it was FUBU.
I wonder if they still wear that stuff. And the pair of Sukos.
I didn't mind pair of Sukos too much. They still look funny to me. But, you know, it's tight jeans on a woman's ass. I can't complain. I just don't know how their ankles feel. I used to hate when they wore pair of Sukos with, like, big Jordan, Joe. It always made women's feet look huge, yo. Their feet always look like they stunk, yo. Like, if you had a woman in a pair of Sukos and some Jordans, it like she got halitosis of the feet, yo.
With the slouch socks, yo.
Hey, think about it. If she got on pair of Sukos, slouch socks, and some Jordans, yo, you know she got hair on her feet, yo.
She got hair on feet.
Oh, man. You know she got hair on her toes, yo. She probably got the long, stringy ones, too, yo, that curl right in between, yo. She's like, yo, what is that? You got dirt on your foot? Like, nah, that's your hair. But I love the DC women, though. Don't let me get on too much. I've always said, I've seen a lot of places, y'all. I think the best looking when it comes to black women, I think Atlanta and DC, yo. They got the best selection of, like, good looking black women. But they are nuts.
Yo, how's that Chrome, yo? You like that Chrome, yo?
The Google Chrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to work it. I see they do it like your phone. So, like, I've been downloading the rent. I don't know how much stuff I can download.
For the actual phone, you probably can put a lot. But, you know, on your phone, you can't put too much. But, you know, on the actual thing, you probably put a lot, yo.
Yeah, I got my Angry Birds, so I'm good. I got to see what the porn looks like in Google Chrome, yo.
Yeah, that Google Earth is off the chain, yo, right? It's ridiculous, yo.
Yeah, that Google Earth is cool, man. I'm still trying to figure out how to play with it. I was trying to look at Egypt earlier, yo, but...
It's scary, yo. It's just scary, though, how people... You can really, like... We really can be spied on, like, really. If they can do that...
Is that all real time?
Yeah, that's all satellite, yo, because they update that stuff, too. Like, when, like, new roads and new highways and all that stuff, they update it, yo. And, like, when they do, like, the street joint.
But you can't see people on that.
No, you can't see people, but, like, I mean, like, some shots you might see a person, but the face would be blurred out. But it's not, like, real time, because you know, what satellites, as far as, like, other places, but I know, like, when they do, like, rural areas, when they drive around with the car and do just the things, run out taking pictures and stuff. Because now they got it so that way, if you're searching for certain stores, it's supposed to be like when the thing go up against it, like the box go up against the store, it's supposed to give you like all this information. And if some stores have it that way, they took pictures in the inside of the store. So you can look around in the inside of the store before you actually go into the store.
Hey, and before you finish, we out.
Peace. hell was that?
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.